Good morning. I'm standing here in the hallway of the admin building, and it's dark. It's a dark area, but we do have lighting, and that does the trick. It helps you navigate around here. Now, the thing about this lighting, though, however, it's artificial lighting. It's not what we'd call natural light, but it does the trick. Here's what I'd like you to do this morning. I want you to let this hallway be life here on planet Earth that we have to navigate around. It's a bit dark, but we can create our own light and we can make life on planet Earth here work for us. However, that light is artificial light, still artificial, not the real deal. In talking about Jesus in his gospel, John writes that the Word gave life to everything that was created and that his life, Jesus, brought light to everyone. And he said that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. See, when Jesus arrived here on planet Earth, I think it was similar to like this door swinging open. And it opens up, and the light pours in. However, this is a totally different light, not like a light like we've ever encountered in our lives. It does something to our bodies, to our spirits, to our souls, to our emotions. Something deep inside comes alive in us. And it's that light that brings life, real life. And it's Jesus, and it's the kingdom. And where there is life, there's healing. We're going to spend a few weeks exploring this light, embracing the world of healing that is found in Jesus, because he is the light that brings real life. In Luke's gospel, he recounts a story where Jesus and his disciples are visiting Jesus' hometown of Nazareth. And when the Sabbath rolls around, which is Saturday, it's their holy day, Jesus does what all the Jewish people do. They go to synagogue. And when Jesus goes in there, he stands up to read the scriptures. And it says that the attendant handed him a scroll, the scroll of Isaiah. And Jesus opened it up and he went to a very specific place in that scroll. And when he found the words he wanted to read, this is what he read. He read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be freed, that the blind will see, and that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come." Then Luke records that Jesus rolled up the scroll, laid it down, and he said these words to the people. He said, "The scripture you have just heard has been fulfilled this very day." And I hope you noticed the tense. He didn't say the words you have heard will be fulfilled someday. He said the words you have heard have been fulfilled this very day. Present tense. We're going to explore more of that. I'll see you upstairs. So it doesn't just stop there with what Jesus read from Isaiah. Because his spirit lives in us, the mission he is on, we are on. And I want to read to you from Matthew 10. In Matthew 10, Jesus has named his 12 disciples, who are going to be those 12 that are going to be closest to him, and who he's going to actually mentor. He's going to mentor those 12. And then he sends them out with these instructions. He says, "Go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, and cast out demons. Give as freely as you have received." Those are his words. And the main essence that you find in both in Luke, what he read from the scroll of Isaiah, and the instructions he gives to his disciples, is the essence is to go and announce that the kingdom is near and it comes with restoration and wholeness to it. That's what he's saying to his disciples. That's what he's saying his mission is. And see, because here's the thing. God's intent for us and for all of creation is life as God meant it to be from the very beginning, not with dis-ease, right? Because disease, that word means something that is opposed to itself. In other words, it's not in harmony with itself. And it's actually you're without ease, you're dis-ease. That's what illness is speaking about. That's what brokenness is speaking about. So think about when countries are at war with each other, what's the one thing that they long for? It's peace. Peace is in the Hebrew and in the Greek, it means it speaks of harmony with two things. It's that Hebrew word shalom. It speaks of wholeness, of reconciliation, of two coming together to be one. It's wholeness is what it is, which is what healing is. So when Jesus talks about healing, he's talking about wholeness, about reconciliation to God's creation. That's what he's talking about. Now, when that happens, we call that healing, and wholeness has come, and things then become now at ease. I'm sure you've been sick, and when you have, or if you've broken a leg or injured somehow, and then when healing has occurred over a period of time, it feels better. That's, and we call it healing. It's because things have become whole once again. That's the whole meaning behind it. And actually, what Jesus talks about and what Scripture actually points to is a much broader definition of what that means, of what healing means, than just our, we give it a narrow definition. And part of what's to blame for that is our, what's called our worldview, especially here in the Western world. And that word worldview simply means it's the lens we see the world through. It's what, how you look at the world and how you interpret it, interpret what occurs. And what we take from that is a rational, scientific materialism is what we, is how we look at the world. It's just, it's how we've been taught, how we are taught to look at the world. It's just the way we move here in the West. Eastern is a little different. It is more spiritual in the sense they're not surprised by the whole thing of a spiritual encounter. They expect it. We don't so much. We're more, I'll believe it when I see it. You know, seeing is believing. And speaking of all of this, I want to recommend a book to you. It's by a vineyard pastor, Alexander Venter. And he wrote a book called Doing Healing. And he wrote it a number of years ago. And very good read. It goes very, he plunges deep into what the whole aspect of healing is, the different aspects of it, and how we can engage in the ministry that God has called his church to. We bring peace. We bring shalom to the world. So I'd highly recommend that book. But let me get back on track here. So I said that we have this mindset or this worldview that if we see it, we'll believe it. And until that time, we don't. It's typical of what we do. And because of that, we get tripped up in the whole area of faith. Faith becomes a challenge because faith isn't about what it can see. Faith is about where it puts its trust in, whatever that can be, right? And so to step out into the unknown for us can be fearful at times. And here's something interesting. Alexander Venter, he says this. He says, the opposite of faith isn't unbelief. That's what I would have said the opposite of faith is unbelief. But he says it's fear. And if you think about that, I think you'll come to the same conclusion and I believe he's right. That the reason we don't step out in faith generally, when I think about it, it's because of fear, because there's something in me that I've been taught to, I need to see it first before I step out into that. And that's not how faith operates, because faith is based in love, in a person, in God, in Jesus, in the Holy Spirit. That's what faith is based on. It's a love relationship, and it's the person my faith is in, not what I can see or can't see. And so Jesus sends us out just like the disciples, right? And here's the whole thing that would be helpful for us to grasp, I believe. He sends us out to announce that the kingdom of heaven is near. And as we announce that, notice what he says happens. He says, what you'll see happening, guys, is that the sick will be healed, right? The dead will be raised, lepers will be cured, and the demons will leave. And he tells us to give away freely. Give what? The kingdom. He wants us to give the kingdom. And Venter says in his book, he says, like Jesus Christ, we minister the kingdom, not healing per se. That's what he says. Meaning, when we pray for someone, let's say you go to the hospital, and it could be a friend, or it could be someone you know, or maybe you don't know, and you're going to pray for them. And generally, if you're like me, I'll say in my mind, I subconsciously think I'm going to pray for healing, right? I'm going to pray healing. I'm going to bring healing, the ministry of healing. And Venter says, no. And actually, when you look at what Jesus instructs his disciples is to announce the kingdom. This will follow when you announce the kingdom, when the kingdom comes. So that's what we're actually called to minister the kingdom. And I would suggest, have a read of Matthew 13, which is parable after parable. Jesus just telling stories of what the kingdom is like. And when you go through that, it's hard to answer the question, what is the kingdom really like? Because what you pick from that chapter and other chapters throughout other gospels, particularly Matthew, Mark, and Luke, is what you get there is that you come to understand that the kingdom, it has come, it's near, it's delayed, and it will come. And it's what we have called, the phrase we have used is it's the already not yet. What we're saying is, to be honest, is the kingdom is a mystery. We don't fully understand it. And that stands to reason. Why? Because I believe that we are finite beings, and we are. We are guided by time. God is infinite. God is infinite. And so for the finite to understand the infinite out there, we can't. It's hard for us to wrap our heads around. But that's what you read when you read the Gospels there. And the kingdom of God is really God's love for creation, not waiting until all things come to the end. It's the kingdom of God breaks into our reality right now. Why? Because God loves us. That's what love does, right? Love breaks through. Love pursues. And God has been pursuing us right from the beginning. It's much like that door swinging open when I brought the door open and the light flooded in, right? And it's all because God loves us. The kingdom rushes in and we get touched. And here's the thing. This inventor says this as well in his book. He says the only way we minister the kingdom of God to others for healing and wholeness to come, so what has to be our motivation is love and compassion for the other. That's what has to drive us, not anything else, not to see a healing, not to see us become greater or anything like that. It's nothing of that. It's all because I care about that person and Jesus, and our prayer becomes, God, we want to see your kingdom come in this person's life. We want to see wholeness come. We want to see the shalom of God, the peace of God come, the harmony. And that's what we pray for. And any other motive, it's probably safe to say it's not the kingdom. Probably. That would be my take on it. So our goal is to see the kingdom break through into the lives of those we happen to be ministering to. Scripture is very broad when it speaks of healing of the person. It just doesn't cover just a person's body, but it includes their emotions, psychological healing, its relationships, it's their spirits, hence why demons get cast out. It's mental wholeness. It's all of that because we are a holistic person. We're body, soul, spirit, and everything else. And everything affects everything else, correct? And the other key thing to remember, it's not us that heals. We don't heal. We minister the kingdom. We pray for the kingdom. We announce the kingdom of God is here. And it's Jesus that comes and heals. Remember what Jesus said to us. And here he's speaking, it's similar to the Sermon on the Mount. And it's found in Luke 12:32. And here's what he says. He says, "So don't be afraid, little flock, for it gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom." It gives God pleasure. It's like a parent giving their child a gift on their birthday. We get more pleasure than the child does receiving it. It's true, right? So it's just the way God is. And how the king manifests itself in a person's life isn't even necessarily what we may be looking for, right? But the kingdom will break through. That we need to be sure of. And so when I step out of my Western worldview and take Jesus' words to heart at face value, then I can step into that dimension of faith by proclaiming and expecting the kingdom of God. It's because my faith isn't in what's going to happen or not happen. My faith, my trust, where I put my full weight is on Jesus because of my love for him, because of his love for me. So listen, don't ever forget, your life itself is an announcement that the kingdom of God is here. And when we make ourselves present and we announce the kingdom, people will be healed. Lives will be transformed. Why? Because when the kingdom comes, everything changes. Just want to pray with you right now. If you know, you're wondering about all of this, about how can I see healings take place? It's don't try so hard. It's get closer to Jesus and just follow Jesus. That's really all it is. It sounds simple. We complicate it, and it's not complicated. But let me pray with you. Father, I just thank you for your presence that is here. I thank you, Lord, that you know our weaknesses, and in that, Father, you choose to come alongside us. And actually, we're just looking at the work you're doing in the world, and we're announcing that the kingdom is here. And I pray for those who are listening right now, Lord, that they would be able to experience for themselves the presence of your kingdom, the presence of your love, Father. So would you come now, Holy Spirit, and just minister to them? We pray, Father, that as they are, maybe their hands are open or they're in some posture of receiving, that, Lord, they would just sense the fullness of your love, the fullness of the Spirit, just like a blanket upon them, like a heavy blanket that brings comfort and peace and shalom to them. So Holy Spirit, we thank you for being here, and we say, come Holy Spirit. Bless you guys, and may the kingdom break through in your lives as it breaks through in the lives of the people around you. Bless you. Have a great day.